It's day 13 of the February 2015 audio month event challenge, and today's topic from Mrs. Sassy Cat is, I was trying to say Sassy Cat and read superstitious at the same time. I don't know how you categorise that cat. You did ask at the end, but I'm not sure. Anyway, are you superstitious? No, really, not. I don't think I've ever been superstitious. Walking below ladders, seeing black cats, crossing your path, X amount of magpies. What's that? One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, five for a wish, six for a kiss. I can't remember. Anyway, there's one about being unlucky, isn't there? Yeah. I remember it's the first one, one for sorrow. No. No, I'm not superstitious at all, fortunately. Can't think of anything that would bother me or make me think. Yeah. The only thing I can remember is that when we were kids, you know, if you dropped... But this isn't superstition, by the way. It's, well, I suppose it is a wee bit. If you dropped your sweetie on the ground, you picked it up and you rubbed it against your clothes to clean it, and said God before the devil and stuck it back in your mouth. Yeah. I don't know, but it's true, we did, you know. No, I don't think it was superstition. It was just to bless the food that you just dropped on the ground before you stuck it back in your mouth. And telepathy, do you believe in telepathy or telepathic thoughts? Yes, I do. But I'm not sure it is pure telepathy, if you know what I mean. There's many a time, far too many to even consider mentioning. It happens so often between myself and my wife where we will be talking about something and or be driving along the road without even talking, and I will be about to say something to her, or vice versa, and before I've said it, she'll say it, and I'll respond by saying, that's exactly what I was just about to say to you. And as I said, it can work either way, and it happens so many times, it's unbelievable, you know. Is it telepathy, or is it because we have lived together for so long that our minds are so tuned into each other that we would expect the other one to say what they were going to say, and it triggers the other one to say that whatever was going to be said. This is difficult. You know what I mean? So is it really telepathy, or is it just being so knowledgeable about each other after all the years of being so close? Okay. But I kind of believe in it being telepathic as well. Maybe it's a mixture of both. So yes, I do. have I had a premonition come true? No. I can't think of any premonitions. I think, to be honest with you, the next and final question is déjà vu. We've all experienced déjà vu, I guess. It happens throughout your life and you can't figure it out, you can't understand it. And many's the time I've said to my wife, you know, we've done this, we've been here, we've been doing this before. And she said, no, we haven't. So it's just me. But premonition, no. I think you could tie the two together. A premonition and déjà vu, you know. I don't know. I certainly can't ever remember having a premonition. I'm not saying I haven't had premonitions, of course. I can't honestly remember ever one coming true. And it's quite possible that once I stop recording, or someone will come to my mind later on in the day, and if it does, I'll come back. But honestly, I can't, no. Deja vu, of course, yes, just spoken about that. That's a thing. A trick of the mind, they say, and some people say it's not a trick of the mind, it's something that actually happened, but, you know, I think it depends on the context, because, as I said, one I can mind in particular is we were sitting in a restaurant, me and my wife, and across the table, you know, talking to each other, and so it just, you know how your mind just goes into a kind of like, wow. And I stopped and I actually a little bit not woozy, but you know, lightheaded, and I said to her, we've done this before, we've been here before and said the same things. But she has said to me, no, we haven't. Even if we've been to the same restaurant and sat at the same table, she said, no, we didn't, no, we haven't. So can it possibly be something that actually really happened, if there's something else in your déjà vu who doesn't remember it ever happened or doesn't have the same experience? I don't know. It's very, very strange, déjà vu, actually. And you know, it's a lovely thing to say, just déjà vu. Doesn't it sound wonderful? We should use that word, that phrase, you know, throughout the day. It just sounds brilliant, you know, déjà vu. But yeah, it's a weird thing. Anyhow, oh, I've missed one. Sorry, Kat, I almost missed that one. Lucky or unlucky? Do you consider yourself lucky or unlucky? I consider myself to be extremely lucky because I've had a good life. I haven't had any disasters befall me. I have married a good woman. She told me to say that. I've been very fortunate. I live a good life, and even with all my health issues that I have, I still consider myself very healthy compared to some. I had four of a family who are all doing well and good health. I've got a beautiful home. I've got nice neighbours. I've got good family, and I thank God every day for what He's given me in my life. I really do. You can look back and say, well, this happened to me and that happened to me. But of course, that's life. You know, things do happen to you. But if you're nailing it down to it, do you consider it luck? I mean, if we're talking about winning money or winning a tombola or a raffle, no, I'm the opposite. I am extremely unlucky. But to me, that's trivia, and I don't count that. I think lucky or unlucky in life, I think I've been extremely lucky. And it's not even a word, proper word to use. I've been very fortuitous. Is that the correct word? Fortuitous. Yeah. Fortune has favoured me, in other words. And so I consider myself to be very lucky indeed. Yes. which is good. Yeah, that's good. I've been lucky. Right. That's it. I've managed to catch up on day 13. Here's what I can keep going now. Keep the days up as they come along. I haven't looked at day 14 yet. That'll be really interesting, I suppose. Because they've all been good so far, actually. Thanks for listening once again, and bye for now.